Hey, you. I know you're staring, because it's me, America's sweetheart, Peter Zimmerman, and I wrote the cosmic phantasmagoria that's about to stab its way into your earballs, destroy all humans. But I humbly beseech you, dear listener, before you enter this communal hall of the arts, remember, don't eat the nachos. They'll give you rickets. Also, I just wanted to give a toasty tip of my hat to the Venus Radio Theater. They provided me with opportunity, resources, and valuable exposure to a rare flesh-eating disease that's slowly eating my brain. To quote my cherished creation, Rebethany Omega, this experience has been spacetastically lunarific. And I hope you'll stick around for more stories from other great VRT writers. And I'm not just saying that because I'm contractually obligated. Now, I hope I don't get tetanus as I open the door to this wonderfully asbestos-ridden theater. Wahoo!
You filthy mamalukes. Tonight's performance has been canceled. So pick up your dicks and hit them bricks.
So sorry, folks. The show will start momentarily, but till then, why don't you make a trip to the snack bar and enjoy Auntie Glow's free polenta, huh?
Right? Yeah, like you!
Bobby! What are you doing on stage, you regatta cheese-filled calzones?
Some free entertainment and maybe some arenas.
Uncle, you don't get a say in the programming. Just start the show!
Look, Bobby, we run a family-friendly establishment here. This subversive, anti-American script won't fly! The show's canceled!
Just chill for a moment and let me talk to him. The show's starting in 5 minutes. I promise!
This theater gives me such anginess!
Uncle, why do you care about controversy? Last week you went to the Roger Williams Park Zoo and got a giraffe drunk on cheap wine. You brought your own ladder and everything. It was an elaborate crime with no discernible payoff.
What happened to the giraffe? Is the giraffe okay?
What have I always told you?
It ain't a crime if you ain't done time.
Exactly. It was just a wholesome way to kill a Sunday and a 20-foot giraffe.
You killed the giraffe? Are you serious? Are you freaking kidding me?
Everyone relax. The giraffe is fine. They got him on the 12-step program, and they might even let him around his kids again.
Nobody likes you!
Tough crowd.
How are you doing?
I thought there was something going
on. Uncle, you can't cancel the show.
Why not?
Bullshit.
Last I checked, I owned the circus. All you and your animals come in here thinking they can act. Bullshit, they can act.
They'll demand a refund, and we already used that money to pay off Leo the building inspector.
Refund? If Kurt Schilling could rob this great state of Oz blind and not pay a penny back, neither should Uncle Benny. Give me the note cards. All right, you shit birds. As I was saying, Venus Radio Theater is proud to present a thrilling new show known as Destroy All Humans!
I am Rebethany Omega, hatch spawn of the Reptiloid Galactic Collective. Make peace with screams as your next sensation will be skull, crush, ouch, kill, kill, kill.
Welcome to King Cheesy's Pizza Palace. Whack as many balls as you can within the time limit. Good luck. Miss me.
Mockery.
If I want to kiss me. Miss.
Block.
Miss.
Block again.
Great job. You hit zero. Mole. Now the spend sink.
Zero.
Prize ticket. Don't spend it all in one place. Oh, see you later.
Zero.
That's even less than one, the loneliest number. CompuPurse activate.
Hello, Rosbethany. What can I get for you? Tightening gel for your thin layers of fake human skin?
No, shitty moles. Want tickets.
Now dispensing. Quantum Death Laser Gun! 851S.
Well, moles, I guess you'll be spending it all in one place, in Christian hell, which does not even exist! Stupid.
Uh-oh.
Out of the way, fellow Scrammaloids! I'm headed to the prize counter! I get to go first because I'm biggest in size.
I was here first.
Welcome to King Cheesy's Pizza Palace, where everyone's royale with cheese. What can I get you from our magical prize counter?
Greetings. My name is Jeff. I've extracted 20,000 tickets. Please give me 20,000 prizes. As if your life depended on it.
May I offer this ring that also is a spider?
Warning. Incoming hologram from dreaded space emperor Squirge.
Ah, schluck my flock. I'll take the candy necklaces, plastic crown, the King Cheesy boogie board, and 10 ring pops.
Did your purse just talk?
Not talking, squawking. I mean, beeping. It's beeping that sounds like talking. Very advanced. It's your fault for not getting it. Read a GQ sometime. Great article. Gee.
I don't know if that's
I'm
right.
I'm going to go pee now.
You're not walking towards the bathroom. That's the storage closet where we keep the animatronic robots.
Don't shame my kicks, bro.
Wow. I never realized human society had already progressed to pizza robots. Their downfall is near. All right. CompuPurse, broadcast hologram.
Please welcome the head of the Reptiloids Empire of Head Crushing, my friend and yours, dreaded Space Emperor Squirge!
Rebethany Omega, where is your Earth report?
I've been very busy researching the sociological nexus known as Family Fun Pizza Franchises.
How will a pizza franchise teach us if Earth is worthy of joining the Galactic Collective?
King Cheesy's Pizza Palace demonstrates how humans use money to get tokens, to get tickets, to get prizes like ring pops, which look like money in the form of diamonds, but are actually candy in the form of compressed sugar. Ergo, candy is the most valuable human currency. The end.
That is the report you've been working on for these past 3 moons?
Yes, they have a sugar-based economy.
I hoped assigning you to planetary infiltration would finally put some glorks on your glorks.
Hey, my glorks are plenty glork. I killed many moles to get this birthday princess battle crown.
You will deliver me a proper report decoding the nature of the human condition.
Can it be tomorrow? I'm doing this margarita thing at the beach.
Report by the end of tonight's solar cycle. Otherwise, consequences!
Consequences? Not consequences, please. I'm your only daughter.
Oh, I can always build more.
Transmission ended. Wow, he seemed pretty peeved, right?
Wee wah 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 wah. Not good. This is all very wee wah 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 wah. I can't do that report in only 6 plops. I must fist punch something in anger.
Methinks yon pizza pals be ready for a ye olde rap attack.
Maybe you can gain information from these shitty piece of shit pizzamatons.
Good idea. King Cheesy, instruct me on everything regarding the base philosophies of the human condition.
My home slice is a pizza slice. My home slice is a pizza slice. Nice.
Burn his kingdom to the ground.
Mystery Pizza Palace is on fire!
Wait, burning!
Oh no! Who could have done such a...
independent experienced earthlander? Looking for crowd. That person has too much mustache. That person's a dog. That person's wearing a federal booty inspector t-shirt. I don't understand what that means. Ah!
Are you feeling lost, absent, and or lacking in something?
Yes, all three.
If you answered no, you're a liar and need to visit the Whole Enlightenment Institute for today's free decisive emotionality seminar.
That sounds great. Can I trust some stranger I just met?
While I am just a pre-recorded looping TV advertisement perched in a storefront, I feel a deep personal connection with you.
I feel it too.
Please come inside. We have free baked CD.
Sounds good to me, talking box.
Hello. The whole is whole.
Ha 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 ha. That statement is factually redundant. Hey, what's up with that 12-foot gold statue of a guy in a chef's hat?
That's our founder, Dr. Stephen Sombers, world-class logician, spirituality guru, and three-time guest judge for the American reboot of The Great British Bake Off.
Why don't they just call it The Great American Bake Off?
I'm choosing to ignore your cynical emotionality. The seminar room is to your right. The hole is whole.
And your big weird smile is big and weird. Ta-ta! Wow, I haven't been in an audience this packed since Dad publicly executed Moon Lord Skrunk. He was scummy.
Hey, lady, you can have my seat. I'm probably gonna leave real soon.
Steven not contain adequate knowledge of the human condition?
You could say I'm a bit of a semi-skeptic. This guy will have to be pretty impressive to change my mind. I'm very secure.
Can you feel it?
What is it? Hungry?
Can you feel it?
I would like pancakes, please.
Wow. All this impressive vivacity is encouraging me to unconsciously perform a spontaneous gesture of unity. Come on, everyone.
Stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap.
Stomp, stomp, clap.
Stomp, stomp, clap.
Stomp, stomp, clap.
What is whole?
Pancakes.
And what is the whole?
I want pancakes now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Sombers. Are you stuck in a rut? Have a big butt? Do you want to flip the rich switch? Want to lose lost time? Lose at losing? Want to travel the world in your own private jet? With cup holders? Big jumbo cup holders to contain your venti-sized dreams? First class all the way, baby! Your time to shine. Beach house on the coastline. Jackie Chan. Blam, blam, blam. Wham, bam, bam. Stan the man. Can you feel me?
I want to call Brady.
Irate gentlemen, and I have a question that applies to all of us.
Helvetica, get this man a microphone.
Yes, Dr. Stephen Sombers.
Here you go. Thank you for your curiosity.
I'm an average Joe, and while I'm 67% convinced, I have tiny yet palpable doubts of your intentions.
Maybe I can convince you with a sad backstory and some acoustic guitar. After my wife passed, I was a wreck. Struggling to balance drinking, work, more drinking, fatherhood, and in my free time, you guessed it, drinking.
Whoa, Steven's really into keeping himself hydrated.
It's okay, Steven! Drum it, drum it!
But didn't you gain solace from addictive medication or expensive psychotherapy?
No, stranger. I discovered it's not about filling the hole, but realizing that the hole, watch carefully what I'm doing with my hands, I'm making a circle, is whole. The hole is whole.
The hole is whole!
Pi used to be a struggling single dad with barely a pot to piss in. But after discovering holosophy, my daughter's an AP German, and my mansion has 17 bathrooms.
That's too many bathrooms.
Well, I think I speak for everyone here when I say we're all convinced. But are you selling any hardcover books to further explain such profound yet easy-to-grasp notions?
Well, Simon,
boring.
I'm glad you asked.
Did you know that tonight, for a limited time only...
Stephen, quick question. I thought this seminar would teach me about my humanity, but is it any more than guitar, loud music, and the constant repeating of phrases? Also, did you just call him Simon? I thought his name was Stranger.
There's a perfectly logical explanation for...
Stomp, stomp, clap.
Everybody, stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap. There you go. All right, we are selling books in the back, and don't forget that free Big ZD, folks. Made it myself. The secret is nutmeg, and the power is inside of you. I'm Dr. Stephen Sombers. Good night.
Well, I'm one over.
Nothing takes the edge off post-show like struggling to drink a martini in a massage chair.
I'm meditating.
Hey, Stephen, great seminar. You're a living god. Anywho, I just read your new book, Stop Lying, Start Flying?
Part 3 of my Good Habits trilogy.
Is it weird that I'm lying to help sell a book about not lying?
Do you remember what I said to you that night I found you on that bridge?
That if I didn't jump, despite my ex-fiance, Tina... Oh, you'd take me to a karaoke bar, and we'd crush it, singing Sun Guy by Figgy Space Junk. There's a sun guy.
If I never lied, you'd be dead, and I wouldn't be drinking a Nespresso.
I guess that makes sense.
I'm asking you to get me a Nespresso. Read between the lines, pal.
Subtext. Sure. Be right back.
Figgy Space Junk. Man, I can't believe I was ever in the new wave.
Here's a new wave for you, Stephen. The wave hello of my hand.
Oh, jeez.
I have questions.
My tiny green room is my sanctum. You need an appointment.
Sure. How about right now? What is the purpose of the human condition?
Ha ha. Look, lady, let's drop the bullshit. I know what this is really about.
Wee wah 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 wah. Wee wah wah. What do you mean?
You're undercover FBI, right?
Ha 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 ha. Yes, Federal Booty Inspector.
It's all above board, minimum wage, health benefits, no illegal aliens.
How did you know I'm an alien on your planet illegally? I will now unsheath my true form.
You ripped off your face, and now you have a second lizard face? Or is the lizard face your first face, and the human face with a... Stop thinking.
Did I jump the gun in revealing my beautiful, dry, scaly skin?
You're a talking lady lizard!
Hey, CompuPurse.
Yes, Rob Bethany.
Put on some chill music so Stephen's brain doesn't explode out of his nose in existential shock. Hmm.
Selecting anti-freakout Megamix 39B... Flowers in the park.
I'm a planetary infiltrator from the Raptaloid Galactic Collective, and I'm here to observe the worthiness of your species. I need you, Dr. Stephen Sombers, to teach me all about the human experience of Reese's Pieces, ecological suicide, and Big Big Boners. Will you be my Earth guru? What do you say?
Now, on the one hand, I'm sure it's a great honor. But on the other hand, I'm shitting my pants with fear! Ah!
Hello, Stephen? Are you pain screaming or primal screaming?
One second, I'm using the bathroom. Stephen, be cool as I reattach my face or I'll neuter your medulla. Now let's see here. Fold the chin flap into the neck hole.
All right, Stephen, she's distracted.
We're gonna do the Jason bathroom.
Now is the time for courage. Neuter Simon instead. He's got a lot of oblongata.
Stephen, get back here.
Helvetica.
I know I'm not supposed to floss at my desk, but I'm dating a dentist.
Emergency protocol 9.
Okay. If I don't see you in Mexico, I'll see you in the Mexico of the next world. Next Mexico. Mexico?
Helvetica!
Passport's in the glove box! Stick to the back roads. Boy, flossing makes me sleepy.
Come on. Yes, hello. Have a briefcase of 5 million pesos ready for me at the airport. The account is under Steven Sombrero. Yeah, like the hat. I'll have to call you back.
Hello, Steven? You can't escape me.
I paid $84,000 for a model of Tesla, and I can't even outrun a simple lizard alien?
Yeah, I can run up to 91.12 miles an hour. Anywho, we seem to have gotten off on the wrong foot. I brought my handy-dandy English phrase book to clear things up. Okay, let's see. Do not fear me. I come in haste.
Please tell me you mean you come in peace.
Ha 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 ha. Oops, sorry. I meant... Do not fear me. I have come to turn you into paste.
What?
I'm going to slam your car into a tree now.
Oh my God! I saw the accident. Is that man okay?
Yes. Do not worry. He's just drunk. I will carry him to the local Catholic church now. Yes.
No, I'm a Presbyterian.
Not for long. It's time for reprogramming, drunko.
No. Simon, no. I hate karaoke. Can you get out of my bedroom?
Ah! Why am I duct taped to an office chair in what smells like an abandoned tanning salon? Hello?
Now announcing the Reptiloid who is brighter than 1,000 suns and twice as hot. Britain's Space Emperor.
So, Bethany, you're telling me the secret to subjugating humanity is...
No, it's only one clap, okay?
What is the proprietary function of Stomp Clap?
Oh, well, it's obviously...
Bethany, what's that annoying squeaky sound?
Hi, I wasn't trying to escape.
Can't talk now, Dad. I have to go, research, help me out here, Stephen. Police flamingos! I've got to go research,
Police flamingos? Even I know that's made up. Let me show you a preview of your new home. If you do not send me that report by tonight!
Not the mush dimension!
Yes! Where everything is mush forever. Even dreams.
Transmission ended. Wow. Mush dreams? Was that literal or poetic?
Flock, I'm running out of plops. I need to take drastic measures in learning about the human condition.
I'm a human. I know everything. Baked ziti, freeform jazz, golf.
You had your chance. Now, where did I put that claw hammer?
A vitamin D, pandas, Alice and Janney. I know a lot about Alice and Janney.
Which I will officially download by hammering this spigot into your brain and drinking your memories in the form of a refreshing smoothie beverage.
No. Just wait a second.
I'll give you 3. One.
Yeah, Alice and Janney's first family pet was a goat named Checkers.
I hate goats. 2.
Turkey bacon, Buddhism, turkey bacon.
3.
I can tell you the secret of Stomp Clap. It's a power rock anthem, okay? Music releases oxytocin, a hormone linked to trust and generosity. In layman's terms, humans are sheep for flamboyant 80s nostalgia. I'm much more useful to you alive. See, I can help you. Please, I can help.
I'll give you 4 plops.
Is that an increment of time?
It's 2 million flops, stupid.
In 1516, Thomas More coined the term utopia, derived from utopos, which translates from Greek, paradoxically, into no place, a place which cannot exist. But today, I've built a rebuttal to More's thesis, arguing that there is no place like home.
I don't understand those cultural references, stupid.
Look, I was doing a build-up thing, okay? We're at my mansion, okay? No place like home. My home is my utopia. It's 9,700 square feet made of luxurious Arabian glass. I call it the menagerie. Huh? Impressed?
It looks like a sad glass prison for sad glass people.
Let's just start the tour. Step right up to these rare antique oak doors. I had them imported from Brazil.
CompuPurse, you know what to do.
Selecting Chuck Lorre sitcom Megamix 82C. Stupid, wacky, dumb, cliche tour montage.
This is a bonsai tree.
Wow, small big thing.
Multiple head shower system.
Wow, duplicate things to do the same thing as a regular thing.
Romanian wine cellar.
Wow, so many wine.
Dalai Lama life mask in a glass case.
Wow, an old guy's face in a cube.
And if you boop him on the nose like so, boop, a door opens to a secret second Romanian wine cellar.
Wow, so many, many more wine.
Underground bowling alley with the original disco ball from CBGB's.
Wow, inertia, Newton's first law. Yawn.
This is my living room. There's a brown couch. I don't know a lot about couches. Let's just move on.
Hey, of whom is that painting above the fireplace?
Let's leave her out of this.
But Mr. Spigot is mighty curious.
That's my wife, Rebecca.
Why did you choose to imprison her memory into a painting? That's mean.
Let's just head into the kitchen. Good espresso takes time.
Solar cycle ending in 2 flarps.
Enough of this espresso bullshit.
Hey, that was a George Clooney Nespresso espresso.
George Clooney doesn't mean yabba yabba gorp gorp to a race of superior reptiloids. Is the human condition just a big lonely glass house of bathrooms and heebie-jeebie disco balls and wine, 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 wine?
Now dispensing, hammer. Prepare for skull crushing.
No brain smoothie. I'm not just about material stuff. I'm a kick-ass single dad and I'm also a shit.
You're also a shit?
What time is it?
Attention, students of Ellison Preparatory. The time is 5:30. If your parents have not yet picked you up, they do not love you. Use this empty feeling inside your heart and apply it to our fledgling marching band, the Tuba Tigers. Thank you. That is all.
Hey, hey, Nell. Put down that copy of Michael Crichton's The Andromeda Strain and give your father a hug.
You're 2 hours late, Stephen.
Using the powers of perception, you may notice that there's a human-sized dent in my car. I almost fractured my neck.
My bad.
It looks like you didn't fracture your coccyx. Who's the new mom of the week?
She's, interviewing for an institute position.
Spread eagle?
A spread eagle has a wingspan of 7.5 feet. Hi, I'm Rebethany.
She's from Wales. That's why she's weird. She's from Wales.
I'm excited to document the heartwarming dynamics of fathers and daughters. Please commence now.
So, you like books, huh?
This school sucks butts.
How's AP German?
AP German sucks butts.
Steve, you're doing great, but this is really terrible. This is going nowhere. The brain clock is tick-tocking.
You know, Nell, I get it. New schools are hard. You know, when I was your age...
And what age is that? Do I like vanilla ice cream? Or will lactose make me suffocate on my own throat?
Yeah, that's...
Mom territory?
No, no, we should be able to talk about that stuff.
Like how in German class, Sally Glipstein said I dress like an Amish person? No, kleidet sich wie ein Amish. I complained to the principal, but because she said it with perfect syntax, he gave her a gold star. And then Sally filled my locker with tampons for being a snitch, and now I have no friends. What should I do?
The whole is whole.
What does that even mean? You don't even know what that means. If I have to hear that one more time... Oh my god.
Tick tock, almost smoothie o'clock.
Just, can you just stop? Just...
Okay, change of plans.
Watch the road!
All right, we're gonna have some good, clean, human fun on a human night out on the old human town with all my human friends to exhibit the wonders of the motherfucking human condition.
Oh, God. Just take a Valium, Steven.
I'm excited to witness your many, many fun motherfucking human friendships. Yes!
What is up, you beautiful karaoke maniacs?
Didn't they ban this guy? Someone call a manager.
My name's Simon, and this is my best friend, Steven.
Let's not ruin this with labels.
And this next song is a Figgy Space Junk classic.
Get off the stage, you mama Luke. I'm just here for the all-you-can-eat king crab buffet.
One, two, three, hit it! There's a sun guy.
Sunbathing on the sun.
He'll come someday on a Sunday.
And play catch with all our sons.
He's a fun guy.
Now you did. Sorry, I'm
charade of a friendship is terrible. I'm sorry. I can't do
Steven,
it.
Steven, we're just into the bridge of the song. Oh, God, the bridge. Tina, why?
Hey, bartender, give me McAllen's 18 neat ones.
Seeing you on stage almost makes up for all the birthdays you missed. I put a video of it on Instagram. Hashtag the asshole is whole.
Tina, you bitch.
Make that a double, my good man.
Did you know karaoke is the harbinger of doom for every class 5 civilization?
Bartender, just give me the bottle and a funnel.
Hey, you're Steven Saunders. My wife and I went to your toxicity workshop.
Really? Hey, Nell, Reba, let's all listen in on how I changed this biker's life for the better forever.
You told my wife I was toxic, and she left me.
Yeah, she left.
Okay, that's not...
Oh, that stop clapping gave me joint pains.
What is this, some sort of an anti-Steven Saunders biker gang?
It's a support group. Dickhead.
Yeah.
Let's calm down, fellas.
You guys should kick his ass.
Is this the secret of the human condition? The kicking of asses?
No. The human condition is about peaceful diplomacy. I can de-escalate this tension with some smooth acoustic guitar. Simon, toss me my Gibson wide neck.
I'm sorry, Tina. I'm sorry.
Ugh. Listen, bikers, you have holes. But those holes are whole.
What does that even mean, Steven?
It means spiritual unity, tranquility, peace among brothers.
You told his wife he was toxic. But what does your wife think of you?
Leave my wife out of this, all right? Assholes, all three of you. Come on, let's fist fight. Put up your dukes.
Oh,
come on,
God.
Come on.
Is that a fist?
Thumb on the outside, not the inside, buddy.
Dad, seriously? Ugh.
That Amish chick is right.
I'm not Amish. I just like plain clothes.
Fist fight me.
You don't heal by fist fighting.
That's right. You heal by fighting a community of friends who all ride matching motorcycles.
Are you serious? Am I really getting pitied by dirty bikers?
It's not about loving yourself. It's about loving the ones who love you as yourself.
Yeah.
Come on, fellas. Let's haul ass on Route 147.
Woo! I love putting people in the kitchen. Let's go, boys! Listen to that.
That's what I'm talking about. It's hard rolling.
What just happened? Spiritually woke bikers? What?
Dupies to 99 Zeschluft buffoon, Stefan.
I'm going to assume that that was one of those classic German compliments.
Don't worry, Steven. I know it seems bad because you have no real friends and taught me nothing and will die soon by my hand, but things are looking up.
How?
The bartender finished mixing my margarita. Three cheers for Reva's first alcohol. Cheer one. Cheer two. Does this beverage contain knackle?
Knackle? Like N-A-C-L? Do you mean sodium chloride?
What's that?
Also known as salt, Steven.
Deathly allergic. I will now puke out of my eyes.
Really?
Sorry about your coat, Steven. Do not worry, my discharge only has a half-life of 10 years.
Is that normal for someone from Wales?
Hey, Agent Duke. I still don't get why the Bureau wants us tapping Somber's mansion. Always guilty of a few tacky billboards on Route 147. You know, the one with the creepy smile.
Well, Agent Phillips, if you bleach your teeth, you're typically bleaching your tax returns.
And your butthole.
What? Excuse me?
I'll go back to watching Frasier in the corner.
What are you hiding, Sombers?
Steven, you only have plops for one more activity. Are you sure this is what you want to do?
I'm confident that this will exhibit everything you'd ever need to know about the human condition.
Mel and I set up the board. Who's ready for America's favorite pastime? Monopoly!
All right. Old school rules, youngest rules first. Nell?
So we're just going to gloss over how you ruined all those bikers' lives.
Or were their lives vastly improved by their united hatred of Steven? Maybe that was my plan all along.
Let's just do this with the least amount of talking.
Ooh, Connecticut Avenue. We're gonna walk down to Connecticut Avenue. And then you take me higher.
Stop. I don't know what that reference is.
A state and a street. Does Nell now have a monopoly?
She has to buy it to get a monopoly. Are you going to buy it?
Or you can auction it.
Shut up.
How much does it cost?
120.
No. How much does it cost?
I know what you're doing.
Steven, what am I doing?
Stop it.
How much did your monopoly cost you?
Stop it!
Has Monopoly transitioned into a confessional Yellopoly?
An adjustable head shower system does not a bad life make, Nell!
My voiceopoly sounds weird when it becomes loudopoly!
Empty fields make me feel like I'm choking on infinite space! Tina, I'm sorry!
I'm going to my room!
Father, why must you always keep me at arm's lengthopoly?
Tina, why won't you stop idling on Slack?
What is with you, Nell? You always loved playing Monopoly.
Yeah, with Mom.
The mom is dead, right?
What do you want?
To know what foods I like, to watch TV with me, to pick me up from school on time, to try and be in my life and not be my guru. Can you do that? Can you?
The best advice I can give you is the whole is whole?
You're a shitty dad.
Does anybody want some cheddar cheese? I could really go for a big, hunky, chunky, chunko cheddar cheese. Back in a mo.
Don't worry, sir. The hole is whole, you know?
What does that even mean, Simon?
The hole is whole!
Pointing to your head is not an answer. Neither is pointing to your heart.
My nose?
Simon.
My ears?
No.
My earlobe?
Simon.
Eyebrows?
Simon.
My skin?
Simon.
My femur?
No.
Which one's my femur?
No.
My toes?
Simon! Are you a person with any tangible life skills at all?
I don't need life skills. I've got Dr. Steven Somber.
Oh, Jesus. Get out of my menagerie.
Goodbye. The hole is whole.
Yeah, the hole is whole. And my no friends are my no friends.
And this delicious cheese is delicious.
My awful relationship with my daughter is an awful relationship.
Yes, let's destroy more things. Start with that decanter.
My life is stomp, stomp, crap. Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
You accidentally smashed that whiskey decanter against that painting of your dead wife.
But look on the bright side.
Rebecca, I'm sorry.
You've won Monoblobbly.
Drink my brain, Reba.
Hmm?
Drink my brain.
No.
Drink my brain, drink my brain, drink my brain, drink my brain!
No.
Great. So now I'm not even good enough to be dissected?
You've already thoroughly dissected yourself for me. CompuPurse, set the mood while I shatter Steven's ego.
Selecting Painful Revelation Megamix 39D. Midnight by the Lake. Get your Kleenex ready.
Spurring out of a critical wife death, you've desperately tried to distance yourself from emotional obligations to your spawn by expensive financial platitudes. At the Institute, you assume you're trying to use your trauma in healing others, but this big empty glass prison proves you care only for George Clooney bowling alleys. Love divided by fear, multiplied by greed. That's the human condition.
I tried, okay? We're all trying. You can't just stroll into all of our lives and just be all wee-wah, wee-wah, wee-wah. Eating goats is stupid. The Washington Monument looks like a tall, pale boner. Why do you have so many shower accessories?
Must be pretty easy to observe and shit on somebody else's entire world.
Yes, and with you as my earth guru, I will be shitting on different segments of your culture week after week after week. Yes!
Oh, because your species is so enlightened. A bunch of hyperactive lizard people, deathly allergic to salt. I mean, how do you...
Now there's an idea.
Why are you awkwardly stopping in the middle of the room as if a terrible thought had entered your head?
I changed my mind. Let's celebrate you not drinking my brain with a drink. Back in a mo.
If you do not have orange juice, I'll settle for purple juice.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to box up the greenhouses and red hotels of my broken childhood.
Oh, hello there, tiny lady Steven. Whoops, I thought these tiny little red houses were snacks.
So I guess you're like sleeping over or what?
People ridicule you for dressing like an Amish, correct?
Ugh, can we not do the thing?
What thing?
The thing.
I know not of such things as the thing.
The thing. Where you try to be my new mom and tell me the only one I need to dress to impress is myself.
Ha, no. That would be stupid and formulaic and stupid. The next time some Sally Glipstein criticizes you, simply punch them in the throat.
We're the same beast. Teach me your ways.
Yeah, hello, animal control? Yeah, a big dumb alligator is about to explode in my living room. Can you... Fantastic. Tax dollars at work. Now, where's that salt?
Just to play devil's avocado, it is thoughtful your father allows you to criticize your father.
That makes no sense.
There are worse things than board games and shower accessories.
Ah! Painful revelation music coming right up. Me, 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 me.
I have two possible destinies in the eyes of my father. I can either be his superior and destroy him physically, or be his inferior and destroy him emotionally. Either way, it's all about him, you know? Sometimes when he insults me, I just feel skull crush, ouch, kill, kill, kill!
I don't want to kill, 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 Steven. With him, it's more frustration, I guess. I don't hate him. I know after Mom, it's hard for him to say stuff. But I know he's trying. Despite being a dirty goddamn eavesdropper.
Just for a second, don't hate me. Oh, wait, you don't. Nell doesn't hate her
Dad,
father.
Dad, stop being a shit.
Nell doesn't
stop
hate
it.
Her father.
Ugh.
Nell doesn't hate her father.
Fine. I know we have our differences, but I want you to know that...
That you love me?
You shouldn't let your guard down.
You just punched me in the throat.
I'll see you around, Reba.
I look forward to our appointment to do nothing at the mall.
Wow. You guys are friends?
You are not the worst of the fathers, Stephen. She will understand that someday.
And you're not the worst of all the reptiles. Pythons are way worse.
All right, racism aside, is that my celebratory liquid?
No.
You broke my purple juice!
Earth tradition, Reva. Humans break things in order to celebrate good news. I'll be your Earth guru.
Excellent.
No, Reva, put down my couch.
I break in celebration.
No, Reva, that's my window.
It landed on my Tesla.
Now announcing the best boss a talking purse could ever ask for.
Dread and Space Emperor.
Scourge!
Are you sure this is a secure location?
Yeah, it's just where Steven keeps his sensory deprivation tank and free weights.
I found your Earth report. Sufficient. I now understand the human condition as a hodgepodge of emotional frailties. Continue to send your reports, and you shall avoid that mush dimension. For now. For now.
That's it?
Yes. What else do you want?
Just maybe a simple thank you?
I need not bother with such common banalities.
You're a shitty dad.
You would dare to describe me, the space emperor of all reptiloids, as shitty dad?
Me. Uh-oh. We're gonna die.
Such bold insolence. Finally, you begin to act as my daughter.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
Your time on Earth does you well. Perhaps these humans are worthy, after all.
Of being our interstellar allies?
No, even better. Worthy. Worthy of being an enemy of the Reptiloid Galactic Collective. Worthy of destruction. Destruction! Obliterate!
Transmission ended. Wow, what a cliffhanger. Well, Bethany, what are we gonna do? Huh? Where are you taking me now? Where are we going? You wanna get some space ice cream? Dippin' Dots? Ooh, I could pet a cat right now. I could do lots of things. I could go shopping. You wanna hang out with me? Because we're best friends. I'm your purse.
Override.
Huh?
Code word, kumquat.
Beep, bop, 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 boop. I am now dead.
Reba, I got the popcorn. Let's watch some Gossip Girl.
I love those gossiping girls.
Destroy all humans?
But I'm a humans.
Hey, Phillips. Phillips! This might go a little higher than tax fraud. Like, a lot higher.
The Deep State.
No.
Illuminati.
No.
Knights Templar.
No.
Silicon Valley.
No.
The Skull and Bone Society.
No.
Magician's Guild.
No.
I hate the Magician's Guild.
No, I meant higher as in outer space, okay? Like higher spatially? There's life on other planets! This is a space alien situation! It's a big deal. I'm sorry I'm yelling. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it, around the situation that we are in right now.
There's life on other planets. I wonder if they figured out the goodness of creamy, dreamy baked ziti.
Phillips, just go back to watching Frasier in the corner, okay? Agent Duke, you need to figure this out. They don't teach space aliens at Quantico, but you are going to save the Earth. Yeah.
Tune in for episode 2, where the fate of your planet depends on how well Steven can cook me something called a baked ziti. See you there, Earth stupids!
Hannah Corgan playing Rebethany Omega.
Peter DiGiglio playing Dr. Stephen Sombers.
Lauren Curry-Lewis playing Nell.
Ellis Stoneback as Simon.
Hi, I'm Colleen Sproul playing CompuPurse, Helvetica, and various voices.
Donald Chang reading for the part of
Dreaded Space Emperor Sklurge.
And various voices.
Claudio Stark playing Biker 1.
AJ Reynolds playing Biker Number 3.
Pedro Marnoto.
Rowan Bibby.
Isa Goldberg.
Manolo Moreno.
Marshall Louise. Various voices.
Music composed by Chris Cox. Casting by Erica Hart.
Peter Zimmerman, writer and various voices.
Hey, I'm Andy Stein. I recorded most of the voices, did all of the sound design.
Directed, produced, and edited by Eric Emma. Special thanks to Robin Epstein and James Felder.
Wow! A piece like that really makes you consider what it means to be a human in this cold, cruel universe. Was it worth it? All those years I spent stuffing poor saps in the back of my trunk and working them over behind the Stop and Shop on 44. Yep, I finally have the money to live life on the straight and narrow. I'm going to be a good person. I ain't got no free hot wieners, but if you want some from other cheese, come and get it. Oh, God. That was an elaborate typo, O'Grady.
You know, Uncle, all this waiting for wieners has an almost Samuel Beckett quality to it.
Yeah. Why don't you go don't fuck yourself, Mr. College?
Hey, male soprano extra! Less playful references to avant-garde Irish playwrights and more balls to the wall, ass-kicking glad music!
One more word from you, Chowderhead, and I'll crack open your skull, shit down your spine, attach a car battery to your balls, and turn the juice all the way up!
He's joking. Nobody is getting whacked, nobody has ties to the mafia, and I can absolutely promise that the theater is not a front for illegitimate business.
That sounds very hard to believe.
All right, whatever, give it up for Detective Logan.
Dance punk.